On February 29th and March 1st, UC Santa Barbara Center for Black Studies Research hosted various speakers to discuss a range of topics on the criminal legal system in the U.S. At the conference, social justice artist Ty Raw unveiled a new piece of work created for the Black Student Union. It was commissioned and donated by UCSB professor Waverly Duck, who said that the piece was, quote, a gesture of admiration for our students, unquote. The two-paneled painting is in reference to the North Hall takeover that took place on October 14, 1968, when Black UCSB students barricaded themselves to demand action from UCSB to support and end the injustice Black students face on campus and implement the Black Studies Department. To learn more about the piece and its importance, I spoke to the artist Ty Rawl. So thank you so much for speaking to me. Could you please introduce yourself to the audience for those who may not know you?
Sure. I am Ty Rawls, and I am the owner of Rawls Art Gallery, and I am a painter by profession. Right now I'm on UCSB's campus, and they're in the middle of giving a talk, so I'm just taking a little break from that.
Yeah, great. I've heard really interesting things about the conference. And I saw that you were unveiling two new paintings for that. Could you maybe like provide some context on those that are for the Black Student Union?
Yeah, yes. So the paintings are celebrating an event that took place here back in, I believe, 1968. I think April 14th is the date, where the Black students of the school had kind of had enough racism and being pushed around and bullied, and decided that they were going to take a stand, and kind of barricaded themselves in a computer studio. And made demands, which were actually heard. And I believe that the whole event was what led to the creation of the first Black Student Union. So the idea was to celebrate that moment. And, you know, in particular, the positives of the moment. I mean, you know, and that's the difficult thing when you're creating a painting about something that has subject matter in it that's not all positive. It's difficult to figure out how to represent something like that in a way that's still going to be fun to look at, and at the same time hit those points that you need to hit. You know, talking about racism, discrimination, the Black experience, and how things changed. So that's what it was about. And I found the process was difficult, as it usually is with that sort of thing, because a lot of times there are just those Black experience can be frustrating when you're dealing with racism and discrimination and bullying. You know, all of these things can be very frustrating. So part of what I'm trying to do is get enough information in the painting so people can be educated, but then also make the painting something that's compositionally inspiring and fun to look at.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's all really interesting. Was there anything specifically about the North Hall takeover that like inspired you to focus on it?
Well, so the painting came about from discussions I had with Professor Waverly Duck, who's an accomplished writer and an amazing human being and a brilliant sociologist. And I think, you know, for him, he brought the idea to me, and then I sort of worked with him to create it. And if you follow my work, you know that the subject matter I always choose is something with Black experience, Black history, And so this fit in line with that. I think that's why Waverly brought it to me, because he knew it was something that I could get energized about. And so, you know, yeah, it's just another piece of Black history and the Black experience. And so that's why it would be special for me and important for me to do. And some of that does come from the attack that we see on Black history today, you know, in certain school systems around the country. And I think, you know, I sort of started this journey painting this subject matter back in, you know, 2012, 2014. But now it sort of means more. And so when I, you know, when I make these paintings, I'm including a lot of history in there for a reason now. And the reason is there's an assault on the history. And I feel like if artists can produce work that documents the history, they're going to have a hard time getting rid of that. You know, art burnings, I'm not sure that's going to go over as well as book burnings, you know? And so that's really why I'm including so much sort of, you know, you see a lot of words, a lot of text in my work. And that is because, you know, I'm not an ambiguous artist. I don't want people looking at my stuff going, oh, that could be this, that could be that. No, I'm very specific. This is what it is. It's telling you straightforward. And that's important to me. I want people to see my work and know what I'm saying right away. Mm-hmm. So that's why when you see the technical term is a diptych, two paintings side by side that actually make one painting when you put them together. And the words Blacks Take North Hall are very apparent when you see the painting. And that's done on purpose. Mm-hmm. For a lot of reasons. You know, I want you to realize that that's what this painting's about, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like, from that, is there any, like, specific feeling or, like, emotion or context you hope people will gain and understand when they view your work?
Definitely. This is it right here. You know, that's the context. Mm-hmm. Fight racism. It's that simple. I really feel like that's the big problem we're dealing with around the world, but in the United States specifically. And I see a lot of, you know, for me, things are very red and blue right now. You know, I see a lot of genuine actors on the red side. They're just not here to do any work. They're here to keep playing games. And so I think that really helps drive this whole thing for me, is I feel like, you know, we're in a battle with people who don't really want to solve the problem. They want to act like they're solving the problem so that they can, you know, acquire benefits, money, power, whatever. But I do feel like people on the other side, people on the blue side, you know, this whole conference is full of blue people. We're sitting around trying to figure out how to solve the problem. I mean, that's what we're doing. And I feel like, honestly, it's time to fight. Like, we know what the problem is. You know, I'm half white, right? And so I feel like when I'm around a lot of Black folks, they don't want to say certain things because they, you know, they're too polite. The problem is white culture. That's the problem. And that needs to be said. It needs to be said over and over and over. And I'm not saying the problem is white people. I'm saying that the problem is white culture. The way we're doing things right now, the way the culture is set up is hurting everybody. And I think because of the way it's happening, Republicans have an easy time pretending that it's not hurting them too. But it is. It's hurting all of us. And it always has been. And I guess as an artist, I feel like we can fix this. This isn't an impossible problem. Black people have been genuinely trying to assimilate and get white people to accept us for hundreds of years. That's a good sign. You know, like, we're not mobilizing to, you know, fight a revolution or a civil war. Like, that's not us saying that. After hundreds of years of being discriminated against and oppressed, like, we're still trying, you know? And I feel like the ball is just in white culture's court right now. And I grew up in white culture, you know what I mean? So for me, a lot of what I think my mission is bringing the message back to black culture, certain things that they won't understand about the white culture. And I feel like white culture has the power to change. And if they do, that it's like, I can envision this utopia that can actually happen. Like, there is a possibility of this incredible future if we can all get it together. And I feel like, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I feel like the kids who are in their 20s, I've never felt sort of more promise and hope from this generation, because my feeling is that they're the smartest generation we've had in a long time, and they know what's going on. They cannot be tricked. And so I have a lot of hope because of that.
No, that's great to hear, and I think super insightful. And I'm sure a lot of, like, my friends here on campus would like this statement that we are hopefully gonna figure stuff out better. But do you have any, like, future work or plans that we should look out for or focus on?
Oh, man. I mean, my work sort of just started to get to this place where I'm incredibly proud of it. So the stuff I have coming out now is really fun. I'll be releasing stuff in the next month that no one's seen before. And so I'm really excited. You know, a couple things I'm working on right now. I just started a documentary, and I'm halfway through my second graphic novel. And, you know, I've got a whole painting series planned, you know, black experience stuff, and a whole dance, you know, dealing with dance, and Harlem, and various cities around the United States in, like, the 1930s. So, yeah, I've got a lot of stuff coming. So check me out, rawlsartgallery.com. In the next, you know, couple months, there'll be some new stuff going up that I'm really proud about. And the people that I've shown the new stuff have really flipped out. And so I'm, you know, very confident and really looking forward to showing everybody what I've got. And I've also just sort of finished a whole series of prints. So I've been working with some experts in the print business to create prints of my work so that, you know, we'd have something at sort of a more reasonable price point. And it wouldn't just be all super rich people buying my work. 'Cause I don't really feel great about that, you know. I'd rather have some stuff that the average person can enjoy as well. So that should be coming out pretty soon on my website. The whole website is going to be changed in the next month. It's you know, in the middle of being a new construction right now. So.
Oh, wow. That all sounds super cool. Sounds like you're very busy. But yeah, I'll be sure to follow along. Is there anything else that you want to add or mention that I haven't asked you about?
No, it's really nice to, you know, be in Santa Barbara and have an interview, and just see everybody and have people take my art seriously. Thank you for, you know, the interest.
No, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
My pleasure. Really.
Yeah. Well, I think that might be all the time we have for, but yeah, again, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the interview. It was really nice to meet you. Bye-bye.
And that was Ty Rawls, a social justice artist who you can learn more about and follow along through his website, Rawls Art Gallery, rawlsartgallery.com. And with KCSB News, I'm Emily Kimmel. Thank you for listening.